Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
Sorry, I'm following. Hi.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hey, mate. I'm ready.
Well, I have to drink sometimes. Not many hours in my day. I have a sip of water.
That's fair. And to be fair, I think that's the first time you've drunk on air.
Yeah, I'm parched, mate.
Yeah, makes you sound like you're drunk on air. Well, it is a Friday. I mean, I'm not going to judge.
It is, of course, Friday, so let's kick it off with this.
Big Moore's Booty Drop. Oh, I'm so excited about the booty drop today. When I first started in radio, this was a song, one of the first songs that I ever became like really addicted to, the radio station. Every time it came on, I got excited. And then my boss, who was like in his 50s, he liked it as well. So we'd jam away in the newsroom together. It was so daggy, but I loved it.
So it would have been in the 1950s. Was it something from the Beatles or what was it?
Don't be rude.
Okay.
Crazy. Remember? Oh. Shackles off my feet so I can dance. Yeah. Mary.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Buzz, you said something to me the other day that has boggled my mind.
Yes.
Tommy, how often do you think Buzz gets his haircut?
Look at it.
I mean...
Look at it. So it's like shaved at the sides and then got this coif thing at the top.
Which I've been growing for a very long time.
What do you mean growing for a long time?
Like, I haven't had this bit cut for about 6 months.
Okay, it can't. Given how often you're getting your hair cut, which is what you told me, which is what we're talking about.
How
mate.
Often? How
10
often?
Days. Every 10 days.
Every 10 days you get your hair done.
Yep. On the knocker?
So it's been a little bit longer than that now, so I'm starting to freak out a little bit. But
freak out? What's going to happen?
It just gets too long.
Look at him. He looks like Tom Hanks from Castaway.
So I've noticed you're very anxious today. Is that because it's now 11 days, not 10?
No, I reckon it's because we've got a tarpaulin on the floor.
It's been about 2 weeks now.
Whenever there's a tarpaulin in the world of commercial radio, it means someone is going through some kind of altercation.
Someone's
going to
die. Yeah. It's for the blood.
I'm anxious. I'm not going to lie.
Well, because what I've thought is that I think you're wasting your money, mate. Yep. I reckon you could avoid going to get it done. You just come see me every 10 days. Carrie's cuts.
13, 10, 60.
Oh, this is great. Can I actually guess? Don't do that, mate. We've got. Can I guess what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
So we've got a tarpaulin down. Mm. We've got Buzz in front of us.
Yep.
He's looking a little chunky and a little bit hairy. So either he's going to give birth live on air or we're going to give him a haircut.
Surprise!
No, so you come into Carrie's cuts. So how much are you paying a haircut?
$50.
So what's that a month? You're talking $150 to $200 a month.
Look, I haven't done the maths, but it sounds like a house
deposit. Well, I just did, and that's what we're roughly at. Do you know what you could do with that?
No, well, I like it. See, it's the only thing that I spend my money on. Like, I don't go out
mate,
and...
Mate, we've seen your jackets.
True.
No, yeah, I like jackets.
You have a new fashion jacket every day.
But is that for a guy, Tommy? How often do you cut yours?
I mean, I don't have a rule, but every few weeks, I reckon. Because if your hair is short...
Which it is.
Yeah.
But how quickly, like, would I be able to... I wouldn't be able to notice if you
But women
grow.
Don't... Women's haircuts are completely different to men's. You go and you spend hours and you do it every few months and you do this thing. We go and we're in and out in 15 and a half minutes.
At the barber.
Get a beer when you're waiting. It's great.
Well, I'm going to cut it for you.
Have you ever cut hair before?
No. Nah.
Okay.
And I've never even used a razor. This thing.
Oh, no. I don't even like that sound.
So which one of these little things do I put on?
The biggest.
No, no, so nothing.
No,
on
you start
it.
With the biggest one and then you work your way down.
Nah, not at Carrie's Cuts.
What does Carrie's Cuts do?
I reckon the opposite to everyone else. You've got to differentiate yourself from the market. I reckon you start with that one and then we work our way up to the longer bit.
Oh, I feel like Edward Scissorhands.
Oh.
Okay, and then the top, what do we do about that thing at the top?
No, that's good. I've been growing that for a bit, so I'm trying to get the full slick back look. Like, I'm very close
You
to,
want a man bun?
I don't want a man bun, but I want to be able to man bun.
Well, it sounds like.
Hold on, you don't want a man bun, but you want to be able to man bun.
Yeah, it's an achievement. All right.
The real
deal. Are we actually doing this?
He's
I'm nervous. I didn't sleep last night knowing this was probably going to happen.
Because of your hair.
It grows every 10 days. Yes.
I don't mean to say this, Buzz. You've got shit hair.
That's not true. I've had many compliments on it.
Okay, how about I start at the back so that if it goes
start.
You don't. You've
just
got
do a little bit.
Got
thanks, Tommy.
But
I'm not about
but Carrie's going to make it.
How
better.
Short, though?
Just do the first bit and then we'll bang a tune on
a little bit,
and then we'll
come back.
I just want to see how the first bit goes.
No, I'm just going to.
You stay still, mate.
Am I meant to touch
I can't. Oh, yeah, good job.
Good job. You can't see it.
I know, but I can feel that you're not
taking
much off.
His hand.
Yes.
I'm nervous.
Well, stop moving your head around.
I'm holding his
this
hand.
This is everything to me.
This is everything to
this
you.
This is all I've got going. Okay,
mate,
that's a bit high. That's a bit high. How high is that, Tommy? Is that high? I feel like don't give Tommy them.
Okay.
You don't have them, Tommy?
I don't have them, mate.
Oh my
you got to relax. But this is a trust exercise, and we're learning we've got none.
Well, okay. I've learned.
Don't move your head suddenly.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
What? Why?
I can hear everyone laughing.
Why?
I don't like this.
What do you mean? Oh, this
can we go to a song? Let's go to a song.
Okay, you can hear
go to a song. I'll do the cart and we'll see how we go.
All right. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to be back after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, right now.
What's wrong?
Yeah, I am. I feel like I am. I'm nervous. So what's going on, Tommy? Can you tell
me? Carrie is running. Her long list of achievements is getting even longer because she's a fully qualified hairdresser at only one place, which is Carrie's Cuts, which is where we
Carrie
are at the
moment. Hackmore.
Because you were getting a haircut every 10 days.
I still am going to. I'm not coming here again.
Why not?
I didn't
you
even get my
even
welcome
seen
beer.
The result.
I'm just going near the ear now.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's actually good, Buzz.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
No, I feel more confident on this side.
Fast is what
fast,
I would call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, that's what you want.
If you want to get away from something at the moment, there'll be very little wind resistance on the sides.
All right.
So okay. I reckon we almost need to start working on the top.
No, no, the top's fine.
No, the top's got
to
go.
No, the top's staying there. Thank you very much.
The top can just have an adjustment.
Hairdressers must get home and have hair and, like,
everywhere.
All bits.
Everywhere. Like a DNA. Oh.
No, that's okay. That's fine. That's still low enough to
this
be saved.
This side's looking good. Low enough to be saved. I don't think you can
it's very patchy.
Patch it back.
It's very patchy.
The thing with most hairdressers is you walk out disappointed and you don't have the guts to go back and complain. So hopefully it'll be the same with this hairdresser.
I won't be back on Monday.
I reckon we need to work at the top.
Now?
Yeah.
I don't.
There's scissors just over there. I reckon you need to.
Carrie, come on. I'm good to you.
No, so the top does look great. You're right.
I helped you out with same, but backwards today.
Mate.
Gave you half a point, you won.
It's
remember
not
that. Your old mate, Buzz. Looking after the big mall.
But Carrie's trying to make you look good. Neither of us have an interest in making you look silly.
Okay.
Well, that's not true.
That is true.
Oh, nah.
What?
Nah.
Don't move your head so much. Just
no,
hold
that was
still.
No. I felt the scissors on my scalp.
Okay, you're actually going to get cut if you move.
Well, I'd rather that than.
Is that legit?
Just have a
Sonder. It's not funny.
Buzz, stop moving your head.
Carrie, stop it.
Stop moving your head.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
Oh, legit.
Oh, you didn't cut any, did you?
Mate, I've never seen
I've never seen a grown man so stressed out about his hair.
This is not great, is it?
Oh, pretty good.
Can I have one cut on top?
No. I'll give you any cut on the side, but not on top.
Okay, you have a go on the side. Tommy's trim.
Come on, how can I not trust you?
Tommy's trim. Don't move your head suddenly. You're going to end up with a bleeding head, okay? Oh! Don't ruin it. He's going to think it was me. Make sure you make
just
a circle
down a little
your
bit. Down a little bit. Okay. Oh, that's very... Okay, no, that's very short. That is very short.
Far out. You must be high maintenance at home.
No, he's done it. You know what?
Did you just take...
Hang on a second.
Oh, you took the bit off the top.
I did not take the top.
He's going to cry.
I did not take the bit off the top.
Oh, Buzz. Okay, I want to point out I didn't take any off the top. I pretended with the scissors and I didn't touch it.
I didn't take any off the top either.
You know what else is that?
Look at the sign on the door. Who's
you know what else is that? Carrie's Cuts.
What?
Buzz Cuts.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nikki, sexologist and relationship expert. As a sexologist, I get asked a lot of questions.
When you look at the internet, what images do you look at?
Are we doing it right? Am I normal?
Figuring out whether I want other people in my life to know about this.
There's a lack of permission and education out there.
It depends on the connection you have with people.
Where there's so much information that's needed that here's a platform where I can say all the things that I can't say on air.
So I have one leg that's suspended off the ground.
So this is why I've started Sex and Life. Download me, Dr. Nikki with Sex and Life, podcast1.com.au and the Podcast One app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You guys, let's do a little bit of this.
Same, but backwards.
Yeah, our favourite game to play on Fridays. It is same, but backwards. Where we play a song in reverse. Carrie, Tommy, you got to guess that song.
Hold on. I just got to swallow my bicky. I got to be in prime form.
And
can't
have
any Vita Wheat hiding in the back of my throat when I'm playing this game.
We know how to party in this studio. Vita Wheat. Yeah.
All right, I'm good to go.
You ready, Mr. Tommy Little?
Never.
Okay. Song number one.
Carrie.
Carrie's in.
Something with Coldplay. Don't sing it. Shush. Chainsmokers and Coldplay. Something. Stop it. Not somebody like you. Stop it. I'm going to throw a pen at you. Stop it.
Oh, I hit me right in the head.
Something about you?
I was trying to help, mate.
Oh, you're very close.
I can't with him doing that in the background. I can't.
It was the Chainsmokers and Coldplay, and the song you were looking for was something just like this.
Oh, close enough. I said something like you.
Yeah, but that's not the song title.
Yeah, I get the
I reckon we should both get a point.
No.
Because you got half of it and I got the other half. Yeah, I did. I got dun. Check the tape.
All right, still
I got Chainsmokers and Coldplay.
And I got
something just like you instead of it. It's the same. I might as well be given the point.
I'm going to give you half a point
here,
Gary.
Thank you.
What are we doing half
points? No, but that could come down at the end of the game if we're tied up. Here we go. Song number two.
Carrie.
For me. Oh, Carrie's Billie Jean.
You said the wrong one.
You didn't say Michael Jackson.
Tommy gets a full point.
You didn't say Michael Jackson.
Tommy, you got the song title. What's the artist?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
No, it's too late. He didn't say it. You did not even say Michael Jackson.
You said the wrong song. I'm not the one who adjudicates, and that's Buzz. Great work, Buzz.
Thank
Keep it up.
Song number three.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Oh, Carrie's in again.
Gold Digger. What's his name?
Count her out, mate. You can't just
Kanye?
Let her
It is.
Keep going.
Yes!
Hang on. And who?
Oh, whatever.
And who?
Hey, mate, I already did Coldplay sheep. And Chainsmokers.
And who?
I'm done with the
And who?
Dumb-lex.
Oh, come on. You need the full answer, Buzz. That's not correct.
Yeah, that's a Kanye West song.
And her, and with who?
Oh, you tell us. Just enlighten us.
Jamie Foxx.
No, whatever.
Song number four.
Carrie, Selena Gomez. Can't keep my hands to myself.
It is.
Yes.
All right, Tommy, you have already lost, but let's just play the fifth one for those
who are playing along in their car right now
on a Friday arvo. Want to participate?
Oh God, there's nothing that gets this excited like a dead rubber of a round.
Can you bring us a bit more?
Song number five.
Sorry. Tommy, it's Tommy's Bad Blood.
It is.
Oh, well, it doesn't count.
Damn it. And there we go. The half a point really did make a difference.
Bugger off, Buzz.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, your next guest is a dear friend. He's one of the best stand-ups in the country, and he's got a brand new show out called The Other Guy coming soon on Stan. It's Matt O'Kye.
Hey, thanks for having me, dude.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm angry with you.
Why? Oh. What have I done?
Well, because we were at a wedding recently and I was on the dance floor having a boogie and then I turned around and you just did the cold bail.
Oh, see? I know why though.
Why?
I heard about this because he spent the entire night trying to chase down a woman and then only discovered she was after somebody else. Is that not true, Tommy Little?
That is exactly what happened.
So no times for goodbyes because you were, okay, drowning your sorrows. All right, I get it.
I disappeared just into the night and I even thought I'll never appear again.
Oh, yeah. Just walked into the cold lake that we were right next to.
Now, Tommy's told me a little bit about your show coming up, and I sat there. I mean, he did a good job of telling me about it, but I want to hear it from you because it was the most intriguing story ever.
So, I mean, the show, The Other Guy, it came out yesterday. It's about a radio host who finds out his girlfriend of 10 years has been cheating on him with his best friend, and they're all living together in the
same house. A stretch for you.
There are events in this show that run parallel to events that happened in my life.
This is like when 5 years ago I got an audition for an out-of-work comedian and I thought, if I don't get this role, I'll get nothing.
So hold on, is it genuinely bits based on you or the whole thing is based on
your
story?
It's just, you know, inspired by events that happened to me. And I mean, it's an intense situation to be in. I got to tell you, when you're in a share house and that stuff's going down.
How long till one of you has to get out of the share house in that arrangement?
That's the thing. That's where we open up the show is that my character AJ has just asked his girlfriend to move out. But I mean, it takes months to figure these things out. When it's going down, you sit there trying to figure out whether you can work through it. You know, you can't just throw away 10 years in a relationship because of something like that.
But I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about.
You can't waste 10 years in a relationship
because people do things that aren't necessarily the right thing. But people make mistakes. You know, you can't just discount
ten years of a relationship. Can we stop talking about this like it's the show and just talk about it? Because it's what happened in your life. And you made some shocking decisions at the time. Do you know specifically what I'm talking about? At the time when this happened, months later, you decided to go on a holiday. holiday with her to Bali.
Okay, so hold on. Your girlfriend hooks up with your best mate, and then months later, you still go on a holiday together.
We bought tickets.
Yeah, to Bali. I offered to fly you to the other side of the world. I was going on a holiday with one of our really good mates.
And you were like, "What, dude, come on this trip to Vegas with me right now."
Was
and
that
you're
because
like, you're like, oh, buy your ticket and everything. But we'd already bought these tickets.
Yeah, but you like had a starter fare to Bali.
A package deal.
Look, all of that goes down in the show as well. You
was
know,
it genuinely because you thought, like, you obviously talking about this seriously and the show is funny but also has some kind of sad moments in the actual genuine situation. Was it because you thought you might be able to rekindle it?
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. You can't discount anything. So, you know, you have to really think about it. Like, cheating and stuff happens just all the time. And like, and you know, there's a lot of relationships who are going through that. It's the thing that you have to go through. You have to process it internally, figure out whether you'll ever be able to get over the situation or not, whether you'll ever be able to forgive the other person. You have to look at why they did it, what, you know, whether you had a huge role in pushing them away from you like that, all those sort of things. And then you've got to, you know,
wait 3 months and go to Bali with them.
Then you've got to figure out. And then, oh, that was, tell you what, on the plane ride over, oh, it was
romance and bubbles.
We were just tears, just bawling our eyes out for 8 hours, just every 10 minutes turning to the stewardess and being like, can I get another vodka, please?
You were both crying? Was
yeah,
this
no,
you?
It was both of us. It was intense. But there's also the shame that you sort of carry around because, you know, you feel like, oh, I'm an idiot, you know, and everyone knew except for me and all these sort of things. So it's a difficult thing to process, which is why we wanted to make this show an honest portrayal of it, because it'd be very easy to just to make it a gag fest, but then you'd look at the characters and go, that's not real. That's not what really happens. And some of the times, you know, when we were writing this show, the producers would be like, well, no one would do that. You know, no one would go on holidays with their...
And you're like, I did. Yeah.
I guess no one would.
Yeah, no, you're right. Only a real idiot would do that.
You've got a partner now. Yeah. The what happened 5 years ago hang over you? Is there a trust issue or anything? You often hear people talk about the fact that they're always quite a little bit on edge.
Yeah, I thought for a while there it would, but it doesn't. And yeah, I think, you know, and I think that's because my, you know, girlfriend is amazing, you know, and she, I would never get the sense that something like that's happened. And you know what, you can't just live your life not trusting people. It does affect you when it happens, but you can't.
Well, then you'll never connect properly again.
Yeah, you know,
and
I guess, you know, if you're going to be played a fool again, then, well, whatever. But
there's another series in it.
season two, baby.
Hey, make sure you check out the other guy. It is on Stan now. Matt O'Kine, it's always a pleasure, bro.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is my favourite part of the week. Just a trip down memory lane.
Look, it usually is my part, but I've got a bad feeling about this one. Buzz, are you going to play the opener or are you just going to stare at us?
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
You've had a pretty tough week, swimming with Crocs, you know, trying to get in the Hall of Fame. Like, it's been a big week for you.
There was a lot of almost wins this week. The one I think I'm most raw about, and I do have to thank Jill, the principal of my former high school. It was a raw moment for me, but she was delicate with her words.
In your case, Tommy, I can see that you're working hard, that you're aspirational, that you want to get there. At this stage, I have to tell you, you're not there yet.
You've got to appreciate her honesty.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
That's what you want from a principal.
I know, straight talker. Tell me you're wrapped about something.
Oh, I'm wrapped. I'm wrapped because this week I opened my own hair salon. I became a hairdresser and I cut Buzz's hair. So you come in and Carrie's cuts.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to cut it for you.
Have you ever cut hair before?
No.
Okay. And
I've never even used a razor. This thing.
Oh, no. I don't even like that sound.
That was fun for me. Very fun.
You know what? It was fun for me as well. I mean, who else could possibly have any feelings about that?
Well, here we go, guys. I'm actually raw this week because Carrie opened up her own hair salon and Carrie cut my hair.
This is everything to you.
This is all I've got going. Okay, that's a bit high. How high is that, Tommy? Is that high? I feel like don't give Tommy them.
Okay,
you don't have them, Tommy.
I don't have them, mate.
Oh my
you gotta relax.
Gosh.
Well, I've learned.
Don't move your head suddenly.
Oh no!
What?
No!
What? Why?
I can hear everyone laughing.
Why?
I don't like this.
What do you mean?
Is that legit?
Just have a
Sonda. It's not funny.
I love it. I think that might have been the highlight of my week, actually, now that I've heard that.
Yeah. Part of that is when you told me to relax and you attacked me at the back of my head with the clippers.
Mate, no one attacked you, mate. It was just called a haircut.
I'm not coming back.
Like most of my clientele.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know what I want to do? Give a big shout out to my sister. It's her 40th this weekend. Happy birthday, Claude.
Big party?
Yeah, big party. I've got to do a speech.
How great.
I don't know what I'm going to say. I mean, I've got so much to say, but no one wants to hear me bang on. I'll have to work it out. Not for now.
Yes, they do. You know, just listen to me. It's very rare that I give you sincere advice, but I think this is the one area that I can. Drink heavily beforehand. Really relaxes you, loosens you up. Everybody's going to be on board.
What if I sang a song? Maybe I could put it to song. What song could I sing?
Who Let the Dogs Out? And then pointing at you. Sorry.
How did this become trash my sister, Tom? I just was celebrating her birthday. Now Tommy's going to have gone to town on it. No, it's ship sailed, mate. My sister hates
you. I didn't mean that to sound like that.
On that note, let's go. We'll catch you guys Monday. Have a great weekend, guys.
Bye. The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.